appreciate Elliot's prayer.
非常感激 Elliot 弟兄刚才的这个祷告。
This morning we do need to ask ourselves, are we ready for the Lord's return?
今天早上我们真的应该问我们自己，是不是在主回来之前已经预备好了？
Because we are in dark times, but in the darkest times, it's just a hint of the glorious victory of the Lord's return.
没错，现在我们是在黑暗的时刻，但这个黑暗的时刻代表的后面要来的就是主的他的归来。
Speaking of dark times, if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 27.
那讲到这个黑暗的时刻，请大家跟我一起翻到马太福音的第27章。
Matthew 27 verses 62 through 66.
马太福音27章62到66节。
In the lives of the disciples and those that were following Jesus, this is a pretty dark chapter.
对于门徒还有那些跟随耶稣的人来讲，这一刻是非常黑暗的。
And these verses that I'm about to read have been verses that just started resonating with me about a month ago, and I've just been before the Lord asking, you know, Lord, what do you want to show us in these verses?
那我们所要读的这一处的章节，就大概在一个月之前就显在我的心中。那我也问神，就说你要借着这一段话向我说什么。
The background to this, these five verses, Jesus has been crucified on the cross. He has been taken off the cross and has been buried.
那这五节的那个背景呢，就是主耶稣他已经被钉了十字架，也从十字架上取下来安葬。
And it says in verse 62, the next day, that is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, Sir, remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, quote, after 3 days, I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal away and tell the people that he is risen from the dead. And the last fraud will be worse than the first. And Pilate said to them, You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can. So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard.
次日就是预备日的第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多，说：大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候曾说，三日后我要复活。因此请吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日，恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了。这样那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。比拉多说，你们有看守的兵，去吧，尽你们所能的把守妥当。他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，把坟墓把守妥当。
We see here that the enemies of Christ are very concerned about this matter of resurrection.
我们可以看到基督的仇敌对着死里复活这件事是多么的关心。
Now let's turn to Romans 8:11.
然后我们再来看罗马书第八章十一节。
Romans 8:11 says, If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
在罗马书八章十一节这么讲。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And then 1 Peter 1 verse 3,
下面是彼得前书的第一章第三节。
This is often a verse we turn to when we consider this aspect of resurrection.
这个是经常我们思想到死里复活的时候去看的一处章节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
彼得前书第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神， 他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And then finally, 1 Corinthians 15:14.
最后一处是在哥林多前书的15章第14节。
1 Corinthians 15:14 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain."
在哥林多前书15章14节这么说：若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Let's just give time to the Lord just one more time.
让我们再一次把时间交在主手里。
Lord, it is only you that can speak to our hearts.
主啊，只有你能够对着我们的心说话。
And we are at your mercy this morning, and we ask that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would speak and that we would hear.
主啊，是你的，凭着你的怜悯，我们求你的圣灵，主啊，可以向我们说话，让我们也可以明白。
Lord, for it is our desire to be that living church that lives by your resurrection life, that we may be prepared in the darkest of times.
我们所求的就是是这复活的生命在你的教会里面，让教会是这么的活泼，可以来迎接你的再来。
Speak, Lord, thy servants are listening.
主啊，请说，你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I couldn't help but think when Elliot mentioned the dark times that we live in, asking the question, well, where is the church in these dark times?
当艾勒弟兄刚才讲到我们活在一个黑暗的时刻的时候，那我心里面所想的就是教会在这个时刻我们活在什么样的情形下面。
And unfortunately, it seems as though the church is rather anemic in these days.
但非常不幸的就是今天的教会是活在一个没有活力的情况下面。
Now, just as a little background, I want to talk a little bit about the church, but before that, this matter of Christendom.
那我等会会提到我们这个教会的一些背景历史，但是在这个之前，我要提一个词，就是基督教的世界。
Often when people hear the word Christians or the church, they confuse it with Christendom.
那很多人听到基督徒或者听到教会的时候，就把它跟基督教世界混在一起。
Which is just a cultural situation, a cultural institutional faith.
那这个基督教的世界呢是什么呢？就是一个在文化上的，在机构里面的一种信仰。
Most of those children that are in the rooms on that side of the wall or across the street potentially could just become cultural Christians.
在这个墙背后的孩子们。每一个年级的不同年纪的，很可能他们以后只会成为一个在文化上的基督徒。
My boys know that when they wake up, they read their Bible, they pray at meal times, we talk about the Lord. If there's no life, it just becomes cultural and familial.
也许他们也会起来就读经，在吃饭的时候也来交通神的话，但是所有这些只不过是一个习惯，是让他们是这样的在文化里面做一个基督徒。
This really came to light the other day when I was talking to my son after baseball practice.
就像某一天在我的儿子那个棒球训练之后我们的一个交谈。
He has made it, this was his decision, to find out whether his teammates are Christians or not.
这是他自己的决定，他要知道他的同伴里面是不是是基督徒或者不是。
And so he'll use the time on the bench while they're batting to ask the different ones, are you a Christian?
然后当那个比赛进行，他坐在那个候补席上等候的时候，他就开始左右的来问你是不是基督徒。
And so he came home and I asked, well, did you talk to any of your friends today, teammates?
然后他回家之后，我就问他，你有没有跟你的队友来问这件事呢？
And he says yes. I talked to one, and I found out. He told me he's half Jewish, half Christian.
他就说我跟一个人问了，然后这个人他的回答是我有一半基督徒，一半是犹太人。
There's a whole message in that as far as how we can talk about how our children consider who we are.
那可能是另外一个信息，我们专门来讲这些孩子们怎么样自我认知的。
Now we can laugh at that, but we can also look and see that we're in the same situation every day of our lives.
那也许我们听到这个在笑他们，但其实我们自己经常也是活在这样的情形里面。
You know, Christianity often goes through the ebbs and flows of life.
啊，因为基督教只是跟着这个世界的潮流上上下下而已。
When things are good and things are positive, Jesus is a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's a loving God.
当一切凡事顺利的时候，我们就说啊，那我们所信的神是伟大的神，是美好的神，美善的神。
And then when things are bad, oh, he's a judging God. He's an angry God. He's a wrathful God.
那当事情不是那么顺利的时候，我们就说啊，神是一个愤怒的神，他是一个啊要来审判的神。
And this is why the world is often confused by Christianity, because you have these ebbs and flows, these ups and downs. It's as though Christians don't really have an equilibrium, a balance, a way to say Christ is all and in all.
那所以呢，这个世界上的人也是这么来理解基督教，因为这个基督教就是在衰落的里面跟这个世界的来同流，而且没有让人可以看到我们所信的神到底是如何。
Our Christian faith is often determined like fashion; it's whatever the season is.
那这个基督的信仰也变成一个被世界的潮流所来定义的，潮流如何，我们所信的就如何。
Our young people are especially susceptible right now to social movements.
而且我们中间的年轻人特别被这些社会上的潮流所影响。
And they're told, if you're a Christian, you have to be on this side of this social argument.
如果你是基督徒的话，他们就听说，那你应该是在这件事情的这个看法里面。
Or if you're on this side, then you can't be a Christian. And social movements suddenly become the Lord over our faith.
那你如果在另外一边的话，那你就不是基督徒了。所以现在这个社会上对这些看法的定义，就来决定你是不是基督徒。
So that's kind of the cultural and familial part of Christianity.
这个就是基督教的世界里面我们所理解、所熟悉的。
But we also have in Christendom a lot of dead Christians.
而且在基督教的世界里面，有许多是死亡的基督徒。
Now, Christ died.
基督已经死了。
And that's part of the gospel, Christ's death.
没错，这个是这个福音的一方面，基督已经死了。
But sometimes we can so focus on Christ's death that there's no life.
但是我们如果太注重在基督死的这一面的话，那就没有生命出来。
It's kind of the Romans 7, we do what we don't want to do.
就像在罗马书第七节里面讲到，我真是苦啊，我不愿意做的反而去做。
And we become obsessed with the sins and the dying and the cross.
那我们就在罪里面，在死亡里面，在十字架上出不来。
Now mind you, there's nothing wrong with this, and I'll explain this a little bit later. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding.
那我要说的是，这些其实没有错的。等会儿我会再继续慢慢的解释。
But sometimes when we focus on death and forgiveness of sins and that, we become obsessed with who we're not, but we don't know who we are.
那有的时候，但是当我们这样来注重在这个死里面的时候，就一直会看我们所不是的，但是呢，却失去了我们所是的。
I mean, can you imagine if someone came up to me and said, so what kind of food do you like?
那想象一下，有一个人来问我，就说你喜欢吃什么样的食物？
And I said, well, I don't like Mexican food.
那我就说我不喜欢吃墨西哥的食物。
Well, what food do you like?
那你喜欢哪一种呢？
Well, I don't like Italian food.
我也不喜欢吃意大利的那种餐。
And I could go on and on. They're asking me, oh, I like Chinese food. That's the answer. That's my favorite.
然后他们
That's who I am.
然后他们问着问着，最后我才说我喜欢吃中国餐。然后其实这个就应该是那个简单的答案。
I'm hoping all this will make sense as we get to the meat of the message, talking about resurrected life.
那我希望刚才所提的这些呢，让我们慢慢慢慢的可以注目在今天所要讲的题目，就是死里复活。
Christianity is also full of buried Christians.
而且基督教的世界有许多不光是死的基督徒，还有埋葬了的基督徒。
Sometimes our sins are so buried, they're out of sight, out of mind.
有的时候我们的这个罪确实是要被埋葬的，就是眼不见，我们的心也不烦。
But there's no fruit that comes out of our death and our burial.
但是呢，却从这个死和埋葬里面没有生出那个新的生命。
Can you imagine if a farmer went out to his field to show his neighbors every day a beautifully newly planted field and says, isn't it beautiful?
那你能想象吗？一个农夫总是带他的朋友来看那个刚刚种完的那个地，说多漂亮啊！你看那个生长的。
We were just driving by the Brazos River, and believe me, those fields are pretty when that fresh soil, and you can tell they've just been planted.
那当然，经常我开过这个高速，在那个Brazos 那条河的两边，刚刚耕种完的那些地是非常的漂亮的。
But that farmer is not going to be too happy in August when he goes out and says, look at my beautiful field. I just planted that in March.
那如果到八月份的时候，如果他还到那里去看，说三月份你看我种下之后，现在你看这块地。
And there's nothing to show for it.
但是却没有东西长出来的话。
In August, there better be 9 feet of corn.
因为在八月份应该有九尺高的那个玉米长出来了。
One of the reasons the church...is anemic today, lacking life, is because we don't come into resurrection life.
那今天教会这么的没有活力，是因为我们没有进入到死里复活的实际。
We fail to come into the full gospel.
我们在进入这个全备的福音里面失败了。
Now, as promised, I wanted to make a distinction between Christendom and the church.
所以现在我要跟大家讲。基督教的世界跟教会这两个是不同的。
Where there is no resurrected Christ as the head, there is no church.
如果没有死里复活的基督来做头的话，就没有教会。
And what the resurrected Christ does is he gathers his people.
那复活的基督他做什么呢？他才来招聚他的信徒们。
It says in Matthew 18:20, For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am among them.
因为在马太福音十八章那里面讲到，就是说，若你们中间有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在他们中间。
Now I'm going to say something that you've heard a million times.
那我要说一件事，就大家可能已经听过百万次了。
I remember hearing this over and over and over again and saying, how many times are the people speaking going to say what I'm about to say?
那我已经听过，我自己也听过这个许多许多的次。有的时候我就在想，这个讲的人是不是又要讲这件事呢？
Well, in my old age, I'm learning that repetition is not necessarily a bad thing.
然后在我这样的年纪的时候才发现呢，重复不是一件坏事。
The church is not a building.
就是教会不是一个建筑物
It's not a place.
也不是一个地方
And I would encourage you, especially speaking of cultural Christianity, if you have children, to emphasize that with them over and over and over again.
尤其现在我们要来抵挡这个文化里面的基督教的时候，要跟我们的孩子一次一次再一次的重复
It's not necessarily a meeting either.
也不是我们的聚会。
If two or three of a husband and a wife, or two and three brothers at lunch, if we can't gather together by the Lord as two or three, then we can't be the church when we gather in a room like this.
那如果像我们弟兄姐妹们，甚至在工作午餐的时候，两三个人这么聚集，不是教会的话，那我们这样的聚集也不是教会。
Make it a practice at home.
所以在家里就要来操练。
Find another way to say.That we're assembling together with the saints.
那我们找机会跟弟兄姐妹们、跟圣徒来聚集。
Talk to your family. Maybe you can come up with a term that would best help your family understand that you're not going to church to dress nicely and say nice things and look holy.
那也在家里面找机会跟家里面的人来讲，我们并不是在主日的时候穿着整齐到这里来，外表上是这么的美好，而且好像显在人面前。就是这样的美好。
So that's just a reminder of how we can help our children and how we can help ourselves. We all do it. We cannot call a building the church.
那就是一个强调，对我们自己、对我们的孩子们都是这样。并不是这个建筑物来才是这建筑物根本就不是教会。
Because these churches will not survive. They're falling apart.
因为这样的教会的话是不可能一直坚立的，一定会最后的被打散。
These church buildings.
就是这样的建筑。
So, brothers and sisters, my warning to us this morning is we cannot be satisfied with cultural Christendom, cultural Christianity.
所以今天我要跟大家讲的就是说，不要在文化的基督教世界或者文化的基督教里面满足。
And we can come into the reality of the church when we preach and live the full gospel of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ.
如果我们啊来传讲，而且我们活在主耶稣基督的死、埋葬跟复活的里面，这样才是真正的教会。
And it's a full gospel.
这样才是全备的福音。
Now, the world and the spirit of the world is resigned to the death and burial of Jesus.
因为这个世界是与基督的死和复埋葬是没有关系的。
We actually see that the chief priests, the Pharisees, and even Pilate says, yes, he died, and yes, he's buried. They had to admit that.
我们看到这个祭司长、文士这些人、法利赛人，他们也承认主耶稣已经死了，而且埋葬了。
Isn't it interesting that even the world was worried about the resurrection of Christ more so than even the disciples?
那你能够相信吗？就是这个世界对于主耶稣从死里复活这件事的关心超过那些信徒。
If only that whistling was the Holy Spirit.
我希望刚才我们听到这个风声是圣灵在吹。
But even the spirit of the world recognized the death and the burial, but they were very worried about the resurrection life of Christ.
这个世界他们非常的关心主耶稣从死里复活，但他们的关心是一个惧怕。
Now I want to use another analogy.
我用另外一个比喻。
How many of you have ever used a bike lock or a combination lock that has three numbers on it?
有多少人用过那个单车的那个锁，就是用三个数字来锁住的。
Okay, now I'm a little dyslexic.I reverse numbers in my head.
Oh, 那我
yeah, I've got problems.
Okay, 现在懂了。他对数字是有问题的，我们的弟兄。
Let's say the combination is 1, 2, 3.
这么说吧，如果这个锁的那个开锁数字是一二三的话
，In order to open that lock, you have to have 1, 2, 3.
所以你要打开这个锁，一定要有一、有二、也有三。
Often I'll get a one, I'll get a two, and then I'm like, oh no, what's the third one?
经常我会记得有一有二，但是我就想，哎呀，第三个数字是什么？
Or I'll go 2, 3, 1, and it's not working.
或者我就变成二三一，当然打不开。
It's the same when you read the full gospel. When you read the apostles talking about the full gospel of Christ, when you see Paul, it's the death, the burial, and the resurrection.
同样的，这个全备的福音，当使徒保罗讲到这个福音的时候，一定是死、埋葬和复活。
And there's a whole other message about what happens when we mix those out of order.
而且我们还有另外的，可能花时间可以完全的一个信息来讲，就是说你把这个甚至这个次序颠倒的话，都会出问题。
But today I want to focus on we have to have the three numbers, the full gospel, 1, 2, but I want to look at that number 3.
那今天我们要注目来看的就是在全备的福音里面不单是有一二要有三。
You'll notice in the verses we read that the religious leaders went to the world leader, Pilate, and says, we have to stop this resurrection.
那我们刚才所看到的这个章节讲到这个宗教里面的这些领袖呢要去找这个世界上的领袖然后一起来阻止这个死里复活发生。
And it's the same thing we see in the world today.
今天我们在世界上也看到这件事。
The religious world and the secular world confusing Christians so that we don't have resurrected life.
这个宗教跟这个世俗混在一起，一起来阻挡我们，来认识到死里复活这个实际。
And I want to use this morning the picture of the early disciples right after that death and burial.And see their condition and see how it can relate to us today.
那今天我就要用门徒们当时在主耶稣死和埋葬之后他们的这些故事来看看今天我们应该怎么样。
And I want to start with Mary Magdalene.
现在我开始来提到抹大拉的玛利亚。
So faithful.
非常的忠诚。
So willing to serve the Lord.
何等的愿意来服侍他的主。
And here we see her first at the tomb.
我们也看到她是第一个回到坟墓里的。
She's sad.
她非常的悲伤。
She's worried.
非常的忧虑。
She's confused.
而且非常的疑惑。
But she forces herself to go serve the Lord.
但是他还是在自强迫自己来到这里来服侍主。
She shows up.
他在那里出现。
I don't doubt that after that first day and nothing happened, I have no doubt that Mary would have come the second day.
所以在第一天他去到坟墓没有任何事发生的时候，我完全没有疑问，他一定第二天再会来。
I don't know for sure, but just knowing Mary, I think she would have been there the third day, the fourth day.
虽然我没有个人的认识这个玛利亚，但是我相信第三天甚至第四天他还会继续这样来做。
Tending to the tomb of the Lord.
在那里来照顾主耶稣埋葬的地方那个坟墓。
Question for us today.
但今天我们要问的是
What does our worship and service look like?
我们的敬拜跟侍奉是什么样的情形呢
Do we faithfully worship the Lord?
我们是不是在忠心的里面来敬拜主呢
Do we faithfully serve the Lord?
是不是在忠心里面来服侍主呢
But do we do it out of routine and lack of life and power?
但是不是只是在习惯的里面在一个规条的里面却没有那个复活的那个生命。
So often the church today looks so sad, so confused, and so lacking power, even in worship.
所以今天的教会就算在敬拜里面也经常看到是悲伤的是疑惑的是没有能力的。
It's something to consider in our own lives when we wake up in the morning. Do we have worshipful hearts or do we have sad, worried hearts about what Monday will bring?
就像我们自己在周一早上起来的时候心里面是充满了悲伤忧惑呢还是心里面充满了那个活力
Or let's look
充满了这个敬拜
Let's look at Peter and John
那我们再看看彼得和约翰
Now these two are faithfully hanging out together
这两个人他们也很忠心因为他们当时是在一起的
You know Jesus gathered them together and they said well I guess this is what we should probably do
是耶稣让他们在那里聚集然后他们就自己在那里讨论说可能下一步我们应该这么做
But they're rather aimless
但是他们却是完全失去了没有方向的
But I love the story because suddenly they're jolted by news from the tomb
但是我很喜欢这个故事因为突然间他们听到在坟墓里面所发生的事他们就被震动了
They haven't come into the power of resurrection life but they hear a little hint of maybe something has happened
他们还没有进入到这个死里复活的大能里面但是却听到有这样一个消息
And again, I love this story because it's typical Peter and John
那再一次的我非常喜爱这个故事因为这里面是非常典型的彼得和约翰
There is absolutely no unity between these two brothers
而且在这兄弟这个弟兄两人中间还没有一个合一
One takes off running
有一个就开始跑了
The other one's a little behind
那另外一个人就在后面跟着。
The first one stops at the open tomb.
那第一个跑到之后就停在坟墓的外面。
And then the other one rushes in.
那第二个人就跑过他，就冲进这个坟墓。
They're still competing like they competed when the Lord was here.
好像他们还是在那里彼此来争竞，就像主耶稣在地上的时候一样。
And you see, how are they going to be instrumental members of the church if they continue in this way?
如果他们持续总是在这样的情形里面怎么可能被神使用在教会里面做器皿呢
And again, it's something for us to consider in the church today.
所以再一次这是让我们今天来思考今天在教会里面的情形。
Like words from the tomb, do we get excited about a certain doctrine?
就像从坟墓里面传来的消息今天我们是不是因着所听到的讲论而开始兴奋呢
A certain teaching?
有某些的教导。
A certain world event?
甚至在世上发生的某些事
I mean, the pandemic has taken the church and just ripped it in two
这个疫情已经把教会抓在手里而且撕裂
Families, young people with their parents ripped in two because of politics
在家庭里面也是父母跟孩子们被撕裂成两半
We have all the Christian teachings
我们有所有基督教的教导
But we're lacking resurrection life.
但我们所缺乏的就是那个死里复活的生命。
Then we have the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
而且我们也有看到去以马忤斯路上的两个门徒。
And if this doesn't typify fellowship in the church,
这个是不是代表我们今天在教会里面的交通呢
Now I may only be talking about me, so forgive me if I offend.
其实我主要讲的是我自己，所以提到这样情形，希望大家不要被冒犯。
You know, usually we're on our best behavior at the table time.
经常我们在饼杯聚会里面，我们的外面的这个行出来的是非常美好的。
We're on our good behavior during Bible study and prayer time.
在祷告的聚会里面，在查经的聚会里面，我们在外面显出的都是很美好的。
But have you ever noticed how easily we turn into complaining fellowship like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus?
但你有没有发现很快我们的交通可以变成像以马忤斯路上这两个门徒之间当时的交通一样？
Have you ever been in a prayer meeting like this?
你有没有进入这样的祷告聚会？
Lord, we worship you and praise you.
主啊，我们敬拜你，我们赞美你。
We thank you for the responsible brothers that have such a burden and they're so helpful and so concerned about us.
那也感谢你为着我们教会这些负责的弟兄们，他们如此的关心我们，如此好的决定。
Please show them that they need to be a little faster in discussing phase 1, 2, and 3.
但是呢，你让他们的行动再快一点，就是教会的这个开放一二三。
And Lord, while we're on that matter, please talk to this sister who wears her mask the wrong way.
而且主啊，你来提醒这个姐妹，她不应该这么来戴口罩的。
Lord, and the brothers that are responsible for the building that has whistling noises when it's windy.
主啊，你来启示这些负责的弟兄们，他们你看这个做法让这个建筑物里面有这么多的风声吹来吹去。
If we really pay attention, we'll notice that most of our prayer time and even our Bible studies, we're throwing little darts at. I like this verse. Brother, have you seen this verse before?
那甚至在我们这个查经祷告的时候，都看到我们只不过用神的话，好像做一个这个扔的这个飞镖，就说弟兄，你看见这段话没有
？And where are these brothers walking? They're walking away from Jerusalem. They're walking away from the resurrected Christ.
像这个以马忤斯的两个门徒，这两个弟兄一样，他们是走的方向是离开耶路撒冷的。
Fortunately, the Lord finds them.
但是很幸运的是主找到了他们。
But they're so full of complaints and so obsessed with politics.
但是他们里面还是充满了这样的抱怨，而且里面都是政治上的事。
I don't know if you realize when they're on that road, you can read the story. They're talking about what's happening in Jerusalem and the politics of Jerusalem. They might as well have been saying to each other, well, didn't you read Fox News? Well, I saw on CNN this was happening. And they're complaining political fellowship.
那如果你去读这个以马忤斯路上两个门徒的故事的话，他们当时的谈论就是在耶路撒冷，你看见没有，这个政治上这个发生的这些事，好像就是像今天一样，我们在这里彼此谈论说，你有没有看那个这个 Fox 他们电视台的这个新闻呢？有没有看那个电视台的新闻呢？现在这个世界上的政治是有这事那个事，而且充满了抱怨。
Thank you. I think that was much better than me. How about all the other disciples?
那其他的门徒呢？
You know the ones that kept falling asleep when the Lord was trying to pray with them?
就是那些当主耶稣让他们警醒祷告的时候还在那里沉睡的门徒们。
The disciples that were bickering about who was going to be first?
这些门徒们在那里争谁是最大的时候。
Or Thomas and the other skeptics?
或者像多马就是那个怀疑者。
Brothers and sisters, that's where we are as a church today.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们，这就是今天的教会。
You know, we laugh at the disciples because they're always falling asleep.
我们经常来笑这些门徒，他们不止一次的睡过去。
One of my favorite things, and again, I'm pointing at myself here.
那我最喜欢的一件事，当然我现在讲的是我自己。
We have an opportunity to visit with a bunch of saints in someone's home.
就是有许多的弟兄姐妹一起到一个弟兄姐妹的家里去探望。
And we're cooking together, and we're working together, and maybe we're playing some games, and the kids are playing sports, and it's just a wonderful time of fellowship.
那在那里有准备饭食的，孩子们也在那里玩耍，那是何等美好的一个交通的时间。
Now I want to say there's absolutely nothing wrong with what I just described. The kids love to get together, and we should too.
那这个没有什么不对哈，因为孩子们在那里享受他们的时间，我们也是在那里享受。
But then someone...Maybe their name is Paul. They say, you know what? I wanted to share something about what the Lord has shown me. And they start sharing on the Lord.
然后就有一个保罗弟兄保罗，然后他就突然说，哎，现在我要跟大家分享在神里面我所看到的一件事情。
And all these people that were so excited a few minutes ago suddenly.
然后这些刚才这么兴奋的弟兄姐妹们，突然之间就睡过去了。
Sorry. And out the window they go.
他们就这样。
Out the window.They fall out the window. That's just reference to the.
他们就像那个孩子一样，听着听着就从窗那个楼上的窗户上摔下来。
You know, and the bickering that the disciples went through.
就是这些门徒们他们所经历的这些争吵。
It's the same thing in the church.
也是在教会里面的实际的情况。
Again, much of what I'm describing it are not bad things. Service meetings are great meetings.
那很多时候，刚才我就是我所提到的这些都是好的事情。比如说服事聚会。
If anything, we could have more meetings where the saints gather together and talk about practical issues.
我们需要有更多这样的时候，一起来讨论在服事上的这些事物。
But they can become some of the most bickering meetings around.
但这些聚集很可能成为争吵最多的聚会。
Skeptics,
还有那个怀疑，就像多马一样。
I wanted to emphasize this only because it's really becoming a challenge for our young people.
那我为什么提这件事呢？因为在年轻人里面，这就是一个很大的问题。
They are told every single day to doubt Christ.
因为每天都有人告诉他们，你要怀疑基督。
It's ruthless.
是完全不能停止的这样的提醒。
It's satanic.
是完全是出于撒旦的。
It's the spirit of the world.
这就是这个世界的灵。
You will not recognize our children 5 years from now.
5年之后，可能你连孩子是谁你都认不出来了。
It's already happened.
已经在发生了。
Now, this happens in history, so I'm not trying to scare people like we're unique in history.
那其实在历史上都是这样，所以我们我现在不是要恐吓大家。
But if our children do not see the reality of the resurrected Christ in us,They will choose the world.
但如果我们的孩子没有看到那个复活的主耶稣在我们每个人里面的话，那他们就要变成这样的人，离开神的人。
We cannot come up with anything that can compete with the world.
我们自己不能有任何的办法来与这个世界来争竞。
Except for the reality of the resurrection life of Christ.
只有基督那个死里复活生命的实际才能做成。
Well, let's transition. Enough of the darkness of that time. Elliot mentioned darkness. That's going to be our theme here at the beginning.
就像艾勒弟兄开始讲，那个诗歌开始是一个黑暗的时刻。那刚才我们提到这些黑暗的情形，但我们这只是个开始。现在我们要讲下面要讲。
Mary, we're back at the tomb again.
这个玛利亚又来到坟墓前。
She meets the risen Christ.
她亲眼亲自的遇见这个复活的基督。
She and the women who had come to mourn and to care for the dead body of Christ change in an instant.
她与其他的妇女来到这里是来来照顾主耶稣的身体，那个尸体。他们在这里要来服侍，但是就在那一刻他们转变了。
They become the joyful, the confident,And the enlightened proclaimer of the risen Lord.
就在那个时候，他们转变成喜乐的，转变成蛮有把握的，转变成那可以鲜明的来宣扬主耶稣从死里复活的人。
As long as Jesus was in the tomb, she had to, out of necessity, out of habit, go to the tomb.
当主耶稣的尸体还在坟墓里面的时候，他们出于习惯是一定要到那里去照顾的。
Now she goes and worships the Lord out of joyful necessity.
现在他是在喜乐里面来敬拜，这个喜乐让他不能不来敬拜。
She's looking for opportunities to worship the Lord.
他现在在每个机会里面都可以找到来敬拜主。
Our Sunday time around the table here is just an outflow of the worship that has occurred Monday through Saturday.
我们主日在这里的敬拜，应该是我们从周一到周六的敬拜的实际的已经有敬拜实际之后的彰显。
Mary and these other sisters became pillars of the church.
然后玛利亚跟这些 姐妹们，她们就成为教会的那个支柱。
Now it says in the scripture in Acts when the early church begins that they met from home to home and they shared everything in common.
啊，在那个《使徒行传》里面讲到，他们每一家这样来聚集，而且他们凡物公用。
Now don't tell me it was only the men that took care of things from home to home.
那如果他们一家一家这样来聚集的话，你不要跟我讲这些是弟兄们在工作，其实都是姐妹们。
I can probably guarantee you 90% of the work was done by the women.
那我可以现在来向你保证，超过90%的工作都是妇女来做的。
And you know what judges the character and the spiritual life of a sister?
那你知道是用什么来衡量一个姐妹里面她那个属灵的生命呢？
When saints can come traipsing through their house, eat their food,Sleep on the floor, do whatever they want, and they do it joyfully.
就是弟兄姐妹们可以到他们家去享用他准备的食物，而且在他们家随便的随地都可以躺下来休息，然后带着喜乐的心离开。
These sisters were key in bringing resurrected life to the disciples, and then allow it to permeate through the early church.
就是这些姐妹们。从他们开始把这个复活的生命带到弟兄姐妹们中间，而且从那里开始传播。
And the Lord has also blessed sisters with a conscience stronger than even men's conscience.
而且神特别的来祝福姐妹们，让他们有好像比弟兄们更敏锐的那个良心。
And these sisters become the ones who are instrumental in raising the next generation.
而且这些姐妹们也是被神专门使用来抚养下一代成长的。
Brothers, you're just as important.
弟兄们也是同样的重要。
But sisters, do not ignore your God-given gift for this next generation.
但是姐妹们，不要轻看神给你们在抚养下一代成长里面那样的恩赐。
We could spend the next 20 minutes talking about all the great missionaries, all the great church leaders, and I can promise you that there was a woman behind that leader who was praying, or was a mother who was praying and training those children.
我可以花下面20分钟的时间跟大家来提到每一个在教会的历史上被神所使用的那些宣教者，那些伟大的使徒门徒们。那在每一个后面都有一位妇女。起码有一位妇女在那里来扶持，在那里来供应。
Now it doesn't mean you need to go home and change everything about your life.
不是说你今天回家就要非常大的转变你的生活。
But is there something keeping you from having the strength and the spiritual resource to feed your children?
但是确实有一件事可能阻碍我们，让我们有力量可以来喂养下一代。
Is it a hobby?
是不是我们自己的一个爱好呢？
Is it a friendship with other sisters?
也许是你与另外一个姐妹之间那个友谊。
Is it a job?
也许是工作。
Is it a frustration with your husband?
也许是你对这个丈夫里面的那个丧气。
Again, except for the frustration with your husband, all of those are okay.
其实这个对丈夫很丧气这件事可能比其他都要大。
But if there's some unforgiveness in your life,This is an opportunity to say, Lord, I confess this. I want this out of my life so I can serve the next generation.
但是呢，我们需要向神说，我里面的不饶恕，求你来赦免我，来挪去，让我可以来服侍我的下一代。
Again, brothers, just as much. We can get there as well.
所以弟兄们，我们是一样的。
But it's your prayer and your service to children that are going to get them through this evil gauntlet called the world.
所以是我们的祷告，我们在死里复活生命里面这样的服侍，可以让我们来胜过世界上这些权势。
Well, let's look at Peter and John again.
让我们再来看看彼得跟约翰。
Remember, they were kind of running back and forth, ahead of each other, behind each other, and even when Jesus was here, what's going to happen to him? Is he going to die like me? You know, they're just not unified.
那我们刚才已经提到他们的如此的不合一，在跑的时候有人快，然后那个人又比他更快，就是这样。而且在主耶稣在地上的时候，其中的一个也问那个人将来会如何啊？他会不会在神的国降临之前会死呢？还是要等到神的国降临呢？
When the reality of the resurrected life of Christ comes into them, you can't tear these two brothers apart.
但是当这个死里复活生命的实际进到这两个弟兄里面的时候，就没有人再能把他们拆散了。
Where are they in Acts 2? They're together in a room praying that the Holy Spirit would fall upon them.
那在《使徒行传》第二章的时候，这两个弟兄在哪里？他们一起在那里祷告，求圣灵来，等候圣灵的降临。
They're praying.
他们在那里祷告。
It's a key.
这是一个关键。
You know, there's a little children's song about Peter and John going out to pray.
有一个那个儿童诗歌里面讲到，唱到就是那个彼得跟约翰一起去祷告。
Okay, I have absolutely no singing voice.
我不太会唱歌。
I have no singing ability whatsoever.
在唱歌这件事上，我其实一点能力都没有。
I don't even think I could sing that children's song right now.
甚至这个儿歌我都不会唱。
But as I was meditating upon this, I remembered the lyrics said something about Peter and John went out to pray.
但是我在思想这首诗歌的时候，里面讲到的就是彼得跟约翰去祷告。
I learned this when I was 5.
当我五岁的时候就学了这件就是学习到这件事。
A song I learned at 5 years old made it in my notes today at age 48.
所以在五岁我学的这个诗歌就成为我在48岁讲的信息里面的内容。
It was like a light bulb. They were praying.
就像那个灯突然亮了一样，他们是在一起祷告。
They were praying in the upper room before Pentecost, and now they're going out to the temple to pray.
他们是在五旬节那个楼的时候在楼上祷告，也在圣殿里面祷告。
And they are praying about so many things, but their prayer has power because it's established on the resurrected life of Jesus Christ.
他们的祷告里面一定有许多的内容，但是这个所有的内容都是在这样一个磐石上面，这样一个根基上面，就是主耶稣从死里复活这个实际。
So just to go back to that other thought, the songs we teach our children, moms and dads, have a huge bearing.
那我们再回到这个儿歌上面，这个儿歌里面，
It's very important for them to.
让他们这些孩子们父母我们要知道让孩子们学这样的歌曲是非常重要的。
So here they are together off to pray.
然后现在我们看到他们是一起在那里祷告。
Together in prayer.
在祷告里面也是合一的。
Together in the power of healing.
而且在医治的时候他们也是在一起。
Which led them to be together in jail.
而且他们被抓的时候也是在一起。
Which led them to be together on trial.
他们在被审判的时候也是在一起。
The only person that can separate these two men is the Lord Jesus himself.
除了主耶稣没有人能够把他们两个分开。
And at some point he says, Peter, you're going to minister this way. John, you're going to minister this way.
因为主会说，彼得，你现在有这样的服侍去那边，然后约翰，你去另外一边。
But until he leads them to do that, these men are together.
但是在主耶稣这么带领他们分开之前他们就是一直这样在一起。
And even one of the wisest leaders of the time saw the binding power of prayer and the Holy Spirit and the resurrected life of Christ, and that's Gamaliel.
甚至这个在死里复活里面的祷告会影响到像当时的扫罗，影响到那个当时被人尊重的这个教法是加玛列。
I mean, Gamaliel said, you're not going to, if this is of the Lord, there's nothing you can do to break this apart.
加玛列当时跟犹太人讲，如果这件事是出于神的话，你们谁也不能阻挡。
If it's of the world, it will fade.
如果是从世界上来的，是总要消散的。
Brothers and sisters, the house of God, the church, is a house of prayer.
弟兄姐妹们，神的家神的殿是祷告的殿。
Resurrected power, unity comes through prayer.
这个死里复活里面的能力跟合一是在祷告里面体现。
May we consider our prayer meeting.
让我们再来思想祷告聚会。
We must reevaluate.
我们必须重新来估量。
Again, there are many things we can pray about.
没错，有许多的事物我们要来祷告。
But we are in a spiritual war in this day.
但今天我们所在的是一个属灵的征战里面。
We need to pray for one another.
我们需要为彼此来祷告。
That we might be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以被圣灵充满。
We not falter in the time of temptation.
在受试探的时候我们不会在那里屈服。
That we would hear from the Lord how to pray for world events.
而且我们来听主教导我们怎样为这个世界上这些事物来祷告。
The Lord is using Russia.
神是在使用俄国。
The Lord is using Ukraine.
神是在使用乌克兰。
The Lord has used the pandemic.
神也在使用疫情。
The Lord is using economic difficulties.
神也在使用我们在经济这些这方面的难处。
But our prayer meetings are often like we're on a boat that's just being rocked to and fro. You know, Lord, help me from falling off this side of the boat. Lord, now help me from falling off this side of the boat. When maybe we should just say, Lord, calm the seas.
那我们的祷告经常就是求神这样那样，或者就好像在一个摇动的船上面，一下就说神呐、啊，我现在在这边，你把我救回来，或者神呐、啊，我在这边，你把我救回来。也许我们要祷告的就是主啊，你来平静风和海。
Now the sea is still there.
这个海还在。
But the seas respond to him.
但是这个海可以对主有回应的。
He is in control.
因为他。在一切事情上掌权
perfectly capable of being in control
而且他有绝对的能力可以来掌控一切
he wants to be in control
而且他愿意在凡事上来掌权
there's just one key
只有一个关键
he wants his people, his church to ask
就是他愿意他的儿女愿意他的教会来求
as you're considering prayer meeting this week maybe just read over Matthew 18, 18 through 20
也许我们这一周再来估量祷告聚会的时候我可以来建议大家读马太福音十八章的那几节十八到二十节
It's very familiar I'm going to read it but it's familiar just hide it in your heart
这是我们非常熟悉的章节但我还是要来读愿意它存在我们的心里
Truly I say to you whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven and whatever you loose on earthshall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two or three agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them.
Amen. 在马太福音十八章十八节开始，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你们在地上所释放的在天上也要释放我又告诉你们若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事我在天上的父必为他们成全因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会那里就有我在他们中间
May the Lord speak to us this week I'm not going to share on it anymore May we just go home and meditateLord, what is the purpose of the corporate prayer meeting? Lord, show us how to pray. If we all go prepared, it will transform that prayer time.
那我其实没有更多跟大家在这一周要讲的。那我只是希望大家回去来估量关于祷告聚会的事。而且在这里面我们来团体的也来思想。当我们真是了解这个实际有这样预备的时候那神会在我们中间来做工。
Those two disciples on the road to Emmaus,
在去以马忤斯路上的两个门徒
they're no longer complainers.
他们不再是抱怨的人。
They're actually prepared to live with one another and share their goods, their homes, their food, their livelihood.
那他们已经决定了来彼此打开各自的家庭房屋来分共用而且呢在一起在主的工作里面。
They went from complaining to being wonderful housemates and guests of one another.
然后就从一个抱怨者成为在家里面可以来服侍的那样的人。
You see that they're no longer talking politics.
你看到吗？没有，他们不再来谈政治上的事。
I mean, suddenly these disciples look at Rome as though Rome has no power.
那我们来看这两个门徒所谈论的在罗马发生的事那罗马其实没有什么能力的
They gladly became martyred
他们就是这样心甘情愿地成为殉道者
Because that wasn't Rome's decision It was the Lord allowing it
并不是罗马来做这件事做那件事是神允许他们去那里成为殉道者
In his own life It must have been very difficult for John son of thunder to be a prisoner of Rome on Patmos
对于约翰来讲他在自己的天然里面他是雷子 所以他不可能有这样一个心愿，要为神做下面所要做的是成为这个在罗马被囚的人。
But he died to his name, Son of Thunder, became a prisoner.
但是他却这个雷子却成为那个被囚的。
And ends up giving the most powerful prophecy of life and victory of the king over his kingdom.
而且呢，他神借着他讲出了那个最强有力的预言，就是关于这个生命，还有关于主耶稣的掌权跟死里复活。
Suddenly, these disciples are seeing Christ in everything instead of seeing Rome and Judaism in everything.
所以突然之间，这些门徒们他们心目中所看到的不再是罗马或者是犹太教或者是其他的事，他们心里面所看到的就是唯有基督。
You know, if we could get our eyes off of what we see in this world and hear from the Lord, He could show us so much.
如果我们的眼目从世界上的事情来挪开的话，单单注意它，它就要启示我们许多许多的事。
I'll tell you a political situation that I've been dealing with for 2 years in my business.
那我就告诉你，在我工作上面，有一件政治上政治方面的事，已经有两年了。
And I know all of you have been dealing with it too, and it's the issue of masks.
我知道大家也都在这件事上有份，就是关于口罩的事。
I want to make it very clear, I'm not making a statement about masks today.
那我要让大家非常清楚的是，我不是说要在这里做任何的判断。
Because the Lord showed me something. He goes, I want you to look beyond the mask, and I want you to consider what I'm showing you.
但是神让我看到就是你要从这个口罩这件事 这些所有的争论里面出来，我让你看见我。
And this is what the Lord put on my heart.
这就是神摆在我心里的那个意念。
We are so many, the world myself included, so obsessed with covering our mouth so as not to get other people sick. So we're covering our mouth.
那我们有的时候是这么的在乎就是要把自己用口罩封起来，所以不把这些病菌带给我周围的人，来保护他人。
And then the Lord opened the book of James chapter 3 to me.
然后神就把这个雅各书第三章打开给我。
Do you know how many more, you know how many more people I have infected and make ill by my tongue?
你知道我借着我的口舌让多少人已经得了病吗？传播了这个病毒吗？
When I say an angry word to my wife, I'm stabbing her with my tongue.
如果我在口舌里面来得罪我的妻子，其实我就是来杀死她了。
When I lose my temper with my boys and I raise my voice, I'm killing them.
当我这个大声发脾气来说话的时候，其实我在杀了对方。
When I gossip at work, I'm not a testimony. I'm killing all these people that could be potential followers of the Lord.
那我如果是在工作的环境里面这样来发怨言，而且在那里这个在后面风言风语的话，其实我是杀死了我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
That's just one little lesson. If we could take one thing from this pandemic and recognize that instead of covering it with a mask, Lord, cover my tongue. I need to have the resurrected life of Jesus to flow through my mouth.
所以我们在疫情里面所学习的希望是这样，我们愿意神来遮盖我们的口舌，主啊，让我们这个死里复活的生命可以从我里面活出来。
You know what else it shows me, this whole matter of the masks?
那你还你知道吗？神还借着这个口罩来启示我什么呢？
How little love we have for one another.
就是我们对着彼此这个爱是何等的缺乏。
Why are they wearing that mask?
为什么我们要戴口罩呢？
Don't they know they don't need a mask here?
难道他们不知道应该戴口罩吗？
Why is that government making that mask decision?
为什么那个人要在所有的这个口罩的事上来决定呢？
Do we love our brothers and sisters enough to not stumble them?
我们是不是爱弟兄姐妹到一个地步，不愿意我们的弟兄姐妹跌倒呢？
Am I willing to be uncomfortable enough out of love that can only come from the resurrected life of Christ?
我愿不愿意为着弟兄姐妹，我自己有一些不舒适？这个完全是因着有死里复活的生命，我愿意这样做。
Oh, how these disciples were suddenly full of life.
这些门徒们突然之间是充满了生命。
They were ready to be martyred wherever they needed to be martyred.
他们愿意成为殉道者，不管神带他们到哪个地方。
Some at home，
也许是在家里面。
Some at work，
也许是在工作上。
Some in far off places，
也许在远方。
I think so many of us would say, "I'm willing to die for the Lord. Lord, I'll go to the Ukraine to die for you."
我相信我们中间会有人有这样的心智，就是说，主啊，我愿意为你而死，甚至我愿意去到乌克兰为你的名而死。
But then when our wife asks us to put our dishes in the dishwasher, who does she think she is?
但是当我们的妻子要求我们只是把这个洗的碗摆在碗柜里面的时候，我们心里面就想，你是谁啊？
Remember the little girl that took to Peter and said, aren't you one of them? And he's like, no, don't even know the guy.
记得吗？那个小小的使女问彼得，你是不是跟他们一起的呢？彼得就说，不，我不跟他们，我不认识他们。
But resurrected life came in.
但是当复活的生命进来的时候
and it's not in the scripture but tradition says that he couldn't even die the death the martyred death of Christ and he asked to be hung upside down、
虽然不在这个圣经的记载里面但是我们所听到的就是彼得他死的时候他觉得他不配得像耶稣那样死所以他的请求是倒钉十字架
so in conclusion just in summary of all of this the different matters that we shared
So, in what we just shared, the conclusion is,
in these dark times, if the church is to come into its rightful co-heir working with the Lord, we must come into the resurrected life of Christ.
就是在这个黑暗的时刻，如果教会我们要承受产业，同为后裔，同为后嗣，要与耶稣同工的话，一定要进到死里复活这个生命的实际里面。
We'll see if you were to read Luke 24, we don't have time. But in Luke 24, it says, suddenly the scriptures were opened to the disciples.
我们现在没有时间去读路加福音24章。但在里面说啊，这个圣经上的记载的就打开了他们的心窍，他们突然间明白了。
All these things they had heard so long, now they saw.
就是他们一直听到的，一直学到的，在那个时刻他们就明白了。
How our Friday night Bible study would change if we, before we came, said, Lord, I don't want to share a nice little story. I don't want to share something cute. I don't want to, you know, read Scroggie's book, never mind, some Watchman Nee book and then share on it. Instead, Lord, open up the scriptures to us tonight.
如果我们在周五查经之前心里面不是想的我要把一个好故事讲好我要讲一件好笑的事情或者说我要讲那个尼弟兄的书里面我所读到的而且我们反而我们的心里想到的是主啊你把你的话向我打开
Suddenly when we come into this resurrection life then we see oh we are dead we are buried but now we know who we are we come into our calling
所以当我们是在复活的里面的时候就可以知道神可以让我们知道我们到底是谁
And suddenly we're worshiping the Lord freely
这个时候我们就可以自由的在敬拜里面
If you can worship the Lord on 610 going by the Galleria you can worship anywhere
如果你可以在这个610高速上面的时候来敬拜主的话那你在任何地方都可以敬拜主了
Houston traffic is a great opportunity to worship the Lord
所以在休斯顿的这个堵车的环境里面其实就是敬拜神的一个绝佳的机会
Instead of road rage, we can have road prayer
我们不需要在这个路怒的里面
Resurrection
我们可以在这个祷告敬拜的里面
Resurrection takes all this dead stuff in our life and makes it alive
所以死里复活就是把我们生命里面这些所有死的事情转换成生命
And unity will abound in the church
而且在教会里面会有这个连接的合一
Suddenly it's not language
突然间不再是语言
It's not culture
不再是文化
It's not race
不再是种族
It's not causes or politics
不再是这个政治上的观点
It's not age
也不再是年龄
I hope all of our young people I hope we can pray them as they move into college life that they would just meet with saints that love the Lord
愿意我们为我们年轻人尤其是要进大学的年轻人的祷告是他们与那些信主的孩子们来聚集
that they wouldn't have some idea that it has to look like this
所以他们不需要已经有一个主意说一定要这样或者那样
with resurrected life we become a house of prayer
那在这个复活的生命里面，我们就会成为祷告的家。
A house of prayer that's filled with power in the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在这个祷告的殿里面，会充满了这个神死里复活，主死里复活的这个大能，还有充满了圣灵。
The Lord today wants to do something in Ukraine.
今天主一定要在乌克兰做工。
The Lord today wants to do something in Wall Street.
而且主要在华尔街也做工。
The Lord today wants to do something in the different social upheavals in the world.
而且神要在这个所有的社会环境里面，每一个人身上都要做工。
And he's looking at his church.
他现在看的，眼目所关注的就是他自己的教会。
And he's either saying, you're dead.
或者他说，你是死的。
You're buried.
你是埋葬了的。
Two pieces of the combination, it's good.
是这个密码锁里面的前两个数字也都是好的。
But we need to come into resurrected life.
但我们需要进入到这个复活的生命。
Say, Lord, Satan has no hold over this world.
要我们要宣扬就是撒旦在这个世界他没有任何的权利。
The world has no right over our children.
而且这个世界在我们的孩子身上没有任何的权势。
The world has no right over the Lord's church.
而且这个仇敌不能在他的教会有任何的掌权的地方。
Reveal yourself, Lord, in spirit and in truth.
主啊，愿你在心灵和诚实里面向我们来启示。
May this be our prayer.
愿这是我们的祷告。
Lord, we are grateful that you do want to do a wonderful work for yourself.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你要为自己做成奇妙的工。
You are the resurrected one.
你就是复活的那一位。
You are truth.
你就是真理。
You are the way.
你就是道路。
And we declare this morning, you are our life.
而且今天早上我们要来宣扬你就是生命。
We surrender all.
我们在你面前完全的降服。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
这些祈求都是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.